Beginning current daf, Masech is getting daf Memches. Begin with base. Begin the new parak, the fifth parak, parak on the Zakin. Begin with the master. Begin with the words of the Mishnah on the Zakin. The laws of damages. Shama lehem beidus. We evaluate with the highest choice of fields. Which Tosfos says, "Ain in the Zakin is getting." The laws of damages don't belong here. Masech is getting. They belong in Masech of Avakama. And Mishum the tunnel about Shaleich says because in the previous parak in the Shaleich we talked about building the Tikkun Olam, things that relate to remedies of the world. Tunnel Lachas. So we're seeing it teached over here because these are also. Because of Tikkun Olam. And Tosfos says we have the same thing the other way around. The Get Pashid, the parak of Get Pashid, the Tanba Babasra, which Torah Babasra, and the Tanba Hacham and Mechudin is not Torah over here in our Mesechta, from the Ari Hassan of Milish Dagais, because there it discusses in Babasra the halachas of document Kitzin Nasin, where how it's made, the Tanasim, a teacher over there, which Get Pashid talks about the documents of Gittin. And so the same thing is sometimes you'll have certain topics, and different sectors based on the context. That's brought up there in that Masechta. Although the content is different. Next, it's not to begin the words of the Mishnah. And the woman's ksuba, she collects from the most inferior grade property. Where it traces the Gemara Mafarish in the Gemara, not Memtes Mabez, explains, Taimam, what's the reason why she collects only from Ziburgas? Because one, the man wants to get married, the woman wants to get married. So we don't have to give her so much of an incentive, it's not about Ziburgas. Says Tosfos because it's difficult because the man that makes up there is according to one that holds that ksuba is a biblical halacha. Could the Yavlam pair come and the ksuba is learned that in first place with the Yudam Alf Mikamayer habesulais from the pasuk that says regarding Einus Mefatim that is to compensate her like the Mayar, like the ksuba of the virgins. She is a Kamayer besulis or Mayer besulis kaze. That we're comparing the Einus Mefatim to a regular married woman, you have to compensate her for that. Now, if that's the case, midaraisam biblically dina beidus. It's halacha should be an idis, just like it's the case by Anis Mefata, which is these halacha of damages. Now, v'mayiv ki chacham dina mahay tamis, and why do the sages remove her biblical halacha of idis down to ziburis? Now, Remeir Nami also Remeir Dama that he says dina bebeinis that he holds that it's medium grade. So he holds ksuba is biblical. So according to him, it's also difficult. Why are we downgrading? What's supposed to be Idis down to Beinus? Bishem says what you can say is the time of Kiyah Chacham Dina, the reason why the sages removed her halacha from Idis to either Beinus or Ziburas, because I'm begamar like the Gemara later on from Tesla Vez, Gabachoib. We find we're getting a creditor, Shleyir Adam Lachaber Asadina. We don't want a person to see his friend as a nice field. Bishem says, you know what? How am I going to get it? Ekfetz Valdenu. You know, I'm going to jump, I'm going to lend him, and then he'll default, I'll be able to get that property. Achenami here also similarly, Chasha Chacham Beish, the sage will consider regarding a woman. If she knows that if she gets divorced, she gets highest grade property that her husband has, Shema Taknitanom, she's going to provoke him, Kedisha Kishen, that he should divorce her. Think Ksuba. And she'll have to collect Ksuba, she'll have to get the highest quality. So that's why they downgraded to Beinus Lizburgas. Aye, but time, what do you do with it? The Gemara gave a different reason. The Yisum Ish, Ishraitz Elisa, the woman, the man wants to get married, Ishraitz Elisa, the woman wants to get married. But that was only Elam Hashem delayed tame, but that was only to address a different question. You shouldn't say, just like we upgraded the creditor to Beinus and not down to Zibur's Mishim Nilazelis because of closing the door and no one's going to want to lend money. Ishinami, the woman also Mishim Achin because of finding grace because we want her to agree to get married. Tame Beinus Shem Beinus. So we needed to say that other Svara of more than one wants, man's wants to get married, woman's get married, don't worry, they'll get married. And that's why he said that we could keep it down at Ziburis. But the original reason was actually because we don't want them to jump to try to get him to divorce her. Next, this matter begin the words of the Mishnah. Another one of the Tikkun Olam was, you cannot collect from incumbent properties when there's available assets by the debtor, even if it's Ziburis. Tais explains, even according to one that says that Shibud, that a lien on the property is not biblical, the Raisa Nami, biblically also, Balay Tikkun Olam, without Tikkun Olam, Legavim Mishabdi. What do you mean? You wouldn't collect from Mishabad at all, so what's the Chiddush over here with Tikkun Olam? And my fellow man, the Mishabad the Raisa, even according to one that holds that Shibud is biblical, Mekamokam Bachayiv, a creditor, Dina Bezibur Zim Nataya, biblically, the Bachayiv can only collect from Ziburis. So what's the Chiddush over here with Tikkun Olam? Of course, you wouldn't be able to collect, and because he collects from Beinus, how's he collecting Beinus from Shibud? But Mekamokam, however, he loved Mishum Tikkun Olam. No, it's not true. If not for Tikkun Olam, He would collect a filament mishabdi bebeinus, even from collateral, from beinus. Mishom nilas talas, because of closing the door. So lachay come mishab mishom take him. That's it. Because the other no nil delz would not let him collect mishabdi when there are available bnei charen. So though biblically wouldn't be able to, rabbinically would, but that's what they're saying to preclude that rabbinics. We have a different one of taking oilam that you cannot collect mishabdi mishabdi when it's bnei charen. Next time, that's the beginning words of the Mishnah. You cannot collect from the properties of orphans, only from zibuchs. So Taisa says the Baal Chayv Nicha. Now, if we're talking about a creditor, that makes sense because like Rashi Lildel, it's not concerned for closing the door. I would mean the creditor has to be able to get bainus. If he gets zibuchs, he's not going to be willing to lend. No, it's not true because Gamim Gemara, like we say in the Gemara, they don't have Nunim and Aleph. So they must Malvaday to the mislaver. The lenders not entertain this idea that the borrower is going to die. Okay, so fine, that won't stop. We're okay with him collecting from the assignment from Zibuz. Of Nisakin, but says Taiz, regarding damages, the dinim of the Chayz Beit is that biblically the halacha is, take away from the highest quality. How could the sages remove the halacha because of orphans? The Gemara tells us, the miyasmi b'zibuchas, that you collect from the orphans of the lowest grade, Zibuchas, avalei Nisakin, even if it's damages. Now, well, the Rabban Nicha, according to Rabbi, makes sense. The Mukila, because he explains that, what are we talking about? It's the Nizik is Bukhas the Masa. We're talking about where you actually are getting your biblical halacha of Idis regarding the Zakim, because we're talking about that, it's like your Bishmal, that you're only supposed to get the Idis of the Nizik. But we're saying is that with the Mazik, you only get, even though generally you'll get Idis the Mazik, because of Tikkun Olam, but by the orphans, you only get Zibuchas the Mazik. Fine, according to them, that makes sense because you're not uprooting the biblical halacha. But Ulbayul Mazur to the Pligele that they disagree on them. So according to them, what are you going to say? How are you uprooting the biblical halacha by the Yisayimim? Because remember, you could say the Sabbath that they hold, Shibud Alab Deiraisim, that no, having a lien is not biblical, and therefore the orphans who are Shibud because their father passed away, and this is only that there's a lien on the property, it's not biblical, and therefore from biblical law you wouldn't get anything, and therefore. We could make it that it's only Zibur from the orphans. Or Inami, another person could say is that Loi Plug Rabban Ben Machav L'Nizakin. We could just say that the rabbis did not differentiate between creditors and damages. Okay, we can let you collect from damages. You might come to do the same way creditors, which is not the case. And therefore, they made it uniform and said, okay, no one could collect from the assignment more than Ziburs. Like, we continue next time, Master begins the Gemara Amabai. It says, what do you mean, taking oil? This is a biblical halacha. Meitus Zimit of Kam Yisham. That by says litzrich no, you only need Eliyahu Bishmal. Dom the guys of the nizik b'chulu. He says biblically you collect from the nizik, and which would be zibuchas demazik. I'm taking the let me say, we're going to collect even from the idis demazik. The Hikshur Bein Tam has the following question. Here it sounds like according to Abayim, the pligir Bishmal Rebbe Kiva. What's their machlekes? Yishamin the nizik the demazik. When you say meitav sedei meitav karmai, who is best filled to be told from the victim or from the perpetrator? So we learn explicitly later on. On the Mem Tesem Beis. Now the problem is the Perker Klein is but Gemara but becoming the Mem Tesem Elav Mukhe Abay Pliktay Abay explains their Machlekes. The Nidun B'Mishuyer Shabay. Very different halacha regarding what remains regarding the Shachas when it's eaten in an immature state. How much do you have to pay according to what it's right now? What it would have been worth? So that seems to be a very different Machlekes. How do we resolve that? So it says Menil Lefarish would seem to explain. The avgav of the pligi, right? Although they disagree, as Abaye says over here, ish amin ben nizik ben mazik, give you value according to the victim or according to the perpetrator. Kamakum mashma le labaya, but still Abaye understood the benidin ben mishuri shabay nami pligi, that regarding this other halacha of what remains, what it would have been, they're also disagreeing about. Why? Where do you get this from? Because in the Kamer Bekiva, from the words of Bekiva, that he says loy bar kasa, the pasik didn't come, etc. Mashma, those words sound like mitech chavasi from his response. Shekach retained the lemma. What he wants to say is lebar kas of lahach melamazik kamoisha marita. No, that's not what the pasuk is coming to be stringent on the mazik the way you're saying. Ella lein yidis levad bar kasim. Pasuk only coming to tell me that there's halacha of idis. Now, as follows, be leply given nidim shurisha boy. But if it's not like the Abaye says over there, that's disagreeing regarding this halacha, what remains? Ella be disluchadei only on idis like he says over here. So Bishmal's not being machmer on anything more than Rebbe Kiva. A lot of them to the contrary, Rebbe Kiva don't have the mazik sheminan. Rebbe Kiva, who says that you value the mazik's best, machmer tvei, he's more stringent. Like I'm going to explain later on, Mem Tesimet Av, Dibi Maschel Kagun. Lochi Toi, Tvei Bimilsri Bishmo, Madiri Bikiva. So that answers the question how Abai knew this. Now, moreover, says Tais, another idea. That's why the Gemara made a mistake more in the words of Bishmo, more than the words of Bikiva. They come and the Gemara asked the following question. Bishmol, according to Bishmol, oh, is it possible? The Gemara in the Habimina understands the question. Is it possible that you can eat the most inferior and pay the best? Well, why they ask that only on your Bishmol? You could ask the same question to Bikiva. No. The Bitek Shavas and Shabikiva and Rabikiva's response, Mashma Shashami Bishmol, it sounds like they heard from Bishmol, Shabbat, because of Hachmala Mazik, Yisamasha Isik. That's what it sounds like, that he has to pay for the damages, more than the damage, because Rashi, like we explained. And that's by the Allah of Mishur Shabbat, when you ate the Shachas, when it was still in the immature stage, you have to pay what it would have been. And that's what Rabikiva is saying, Loy Bar caused him to say, no, not being so Machmer. Oh, so if that's the case, so that's why the Gemara was asking Bishmol. It sounds like, yeah, even if you ate Klush, you're going to pay Shemaina. Because you're paying more than what the thing was, and that's why I asked the question: they want Bishmol more than Rabbi Kiva. Next day is not the beginning of the Gemara. Bishmol, Ocho Shmeina B'chulu. Why is that possible? You eat the fatty. Fine, you'll pay the fatty. But if you ate the inferior, are you really gonna pay from the best? So today's addressing what's this redundancy in the Gemara. So Pirish in the first chat, he says, yeah, what the Gemara is saying is Bishul Malchol Shmeina B'shamash Shmeina. I understand if you eat the fatty, you pay the fatty. But if you eat the inferior, why you pay the fatty? That's why it's the redundancy. Or, you know, another person can say, what he means to say is like this. Since when you eat the high quality, you only pay the high quality exactly as the damage was, and that it will continue. We don't penalize the pay more than what he damaged. And if that's the case, because so when he eats the inferior, also shouldn't penalize him to pay the best also. I mean, in other words, it's a riot, this idea that we're not being penalizing him more than what he actually did, and therefore that's why we're saying that other seemingly irrelevant point of Ocho Shmeina V'Shamash Shmeina, because we just want to prove to you that just like over there you're not penalizing, so it's over here you're not going to penalize.